Marshawn Lloyd has carried an NFL football a handful of times. He was drafted in the third round 2 years ago, and pick 212, running back 64, is the market betting on the tape from South Carolina? Because there is barely any tape from Green Bay to bet on. This episode is about a talent nobody doubts, and a body that has never let anyone see it. There is no fantasy production to read, and we will not manufacture one from a handful of carries. The story is the injury ledger. A hamstring in his rookie preseason, then an ankle, then a groin the following summer, then another hamstring, then a calf while rehabbing that. A cascade of soft tissue setbacks that cost him almost the entirety of two seasons. He has missed something on the order of 30 straight regular season games. We do not rank a career that adds up to a few snaps. We assess the one thing that changed this spring.
The career file is a scouting report, not a stat line. A compact, explosive back Green Bay valued highly enough to spend a third-round pick on, with 2 years of rookie contract control still attached, and until now, no chance to use it. The trade scouts wrote up, contact balance, a real second gear in the open field, are the reason the pick was spent. None of it has been stress-tested against NFL defenders for more than a series at a time, and a scouting grade is not a stat line. The pattern beat has to abstain, and the abstention is the point. Volume stickiness, touchdown regression, aging, every forward-looking tool we trust needs a season of production to condition on, and Lloyd has never given the league one. The library is silent, and pretending otherwise would be exactly the kind of false confidence a two-year injury history should erase.
Muffed!
The situation carries the only new fact worth pricing. He is healthy for the first time as a pro. Lloyd completed all 9 practices across Green Bay's 3 weeks of spring work, his first fully healthy extended offseason per the Packers beat, with the staff deliberately scaling back his intensity to protect against another setback. The depth chart above him is settled. Josh Jacobs is the lead back signed and featured, and Green Bay re-signed Chris Brooks for the rotation rather than looking outside. Matt LaFleur still runs the offense. The framing around Lloyd all spring has been the same two words, prove it, with the plain subtext that if he cannot stay on the field in 2026, it is hard to see a 2027. The price, running back 64 at pick 212, for a player with no line to justify it, and a durability record that is all downside. Our verdict, watch list, the only defensible call on a talent with zero production and a health history this thin. The caveat is the entire bet. If the burst that made him a third round pick finally survives a padded camp and he wins the change of pace role behind Jacobs, there is contingent value here at a last round price. And if the soft tissue pattern repeats a third straight year, this pick is a roster spot you will want back by September. We cannot underwrite a body that has not held up, and we will not fade the talent from a distance either.
Watch one thing above all, whether he takes contact in training camp and stays upright through August. After that, the competition with Chris Brooks for the number two job and any passing down role LaFleur carves out. The talent was never the question. Availability is the only question. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.